Hello, everybody. I am Brenda Titus, and this is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc., where we talk about hypnosis, etc. And if you're watching this anywhere but calbanyan.com, you want to be sure to go over to that website and see all the supplemental material, all of the great information that we have over there that go along with this episode. And, you know, speaking of Cal Banyan, I bet you're all wondering where he is today. Well, you've seen all Cal episodes. You've seen Brenda and Cal episodes. You've seen Erica and Cal episodes. But today, Cal encouraged us to get together and do some Brenda and Erica episodes. And so here we are. So before we get to all of that, let me tell you all a little bit about Erica. Erica is a certified hypnotist, consulting hypnotist. She has a background in computer programming, professional problem solving. She's been working in that field in the Silicon Valley for over a decade, and she realized that she really wanted to work with the greatest, most powerful computing device that is available, the human mind. And so now Erica is a hypnotist, and she has a full-time practice in Bellingham, Washington. She sees clients there. She teaches classes on self-hypnosis, on stress management. She loves helping people lead better lives through hypnosis. She's a great friend to me. We've definitely been enjoying working on these podcasts together. She and I met last year at the convention. We really hit it off, and I just knew that she was going to do great things, and she really has done that in the last year, taking her profession to the next level, helping other people, coming on this podcast, supporting fellow hypnotists, including me, which I so appreciate. She's a great friend. I've been calling her my hypnosis lately. So how are you doing today, Erica?
I am great. Thank you, Brenda. What a great introduction. Hypnosis. I love that.
That's wonderful.
Let me tell people about you, Brenda. So Brenda Titus is a full-time hypnotist who brings compassion and dedication to clients seeking to lose weight, overcome fears, develop self-confidence, and conquer stress. She's experienced the power of hypnosis for herself, and she's a true believer. And she is a true believer. If you haven't seen Brenda's episodes recently with Cal on using hypnosis for herself, go see them right now. They are amazing. She also has 15 years of experience counseling and advocating for victims of sexual assault. And now she brings the potent life-changing techniques of 5-Path and 7-Path self-hypnosis to help all people transform their lives and achieve health, wellness, and success. So I'm really happy to be here today, Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad that Cal challenged us to do this, and it's been a great process in preparing, communicating back and forth, and so we are going to get right to it because we have a great topic today, very timely. We are tackling an etc. topic again this week because the NGH convention is coming up very soon. National Guild of Hypnotists has an excellent convention the second weekend in August in Marlborough, Massachusetts, and I hope that you all have your plans to be there. I know that Erica and I are both going to be there because we learned recently that we are both presenting at the convention, and I know we're very thrilled with that and looking forward. We're each going to share a little bit about that as we are talking about our topics today. And you know, the convention is an excellent time for you to expand your skills, whether it's hypnosis skills or, like we said, the etc. skills, the business building, marketing. But it's also an excellent opportunity to meet other people. Like I said, I met Erica there, met Celeste there, networking, meeting all kinds of people, and most importantly, obviously, to grow as an individual, which is then going to come back into how you grow as a professional. And so the theme of this year's convention is building our profession. And there are so many things to do at the convention, so much to learn, so many people to meet. It can be a little overwhelming. I know, I admit that that happened to me a little bit last year. So we thought that today we would come here and break everything down for you a little bit, give you some tips, especially based on our experience last year, what we learned, so that we can take this convention by storm, learn as much as we can, build our profession, because the truth is that when all of us are building our own businesses, our own practices, helping people make the change that we want to, that they want to make, we're building our profession, one hypnotist at a time, all of us coming together. And so we're thrilled to share this topic with you. So does that sound like a great plan for today, Erica?
That sounds like a great plan, Brenda. And you know, last year was my first convention where I had the pleasure of meeting you and Cal and Celeste and all sorts of great hypnotists. And I really had such a great time not only learning about hypnosis and how to grow my own profession as a professional, but grow my business as well. But then meeting people was so great. But one thing that I thought was really important is, you know, you're taking time out of your schedule, right? So you're not seeing clients, you're traveling here on the West Coast. Of course, we're traveling over to the East Coast. There's an expense component in here. And so I like to look at it as making sure that you're getting the most out of your experience, because it can be expensive. And so you want to plan it out and make sure that you're getting the most out of everything, right?
Exactly. And that's why today's topic is maximizing your NGH convention experience. So we have a lot to cover today. So we're going to break it down. I thought this would kind of help to think about it as a who, what, where, when, why, how kind of thing, and help me kind of think things through as we encourage you to set your intention, make your plan, and follow through. So first we got to talk about setting your intention. I really encourage you to take some time. Everybody, you should always do this, to think about setting your intention. How do you want to grow? So stop and ask yourself a few questions. First, how do you want to build your business during the coming year? Do you want to learn more about specific techniques like age regression or forgiveness work, or maybe some alternative types of techniques? Are you interested in learning about more specific topics like stress management, weight loss, sleep? Do you need to learn more business skills? Maybe some other topics like boundaries or ethics. And then of course there's networking, which is an enormously part of the weekend as well. Who are the people that you want to connect with so that you can be a part of building this profession? So there's how. How do you want to build your business during the coming year? Then you want to ask yourself, well, why? Why is that important to me? Just like we have with our clients when they come in, I have everybody fill out a benefits form, you know, so that we're looking at what are the ways that your life is going to benefit by going through this process. I think doing that when you're planning out your convention process as well will keep you focused, keep you motivated, especially during those long days. It can be kind of tiring. So how and why as you set your intention to prepare for the convention. So do you have any other thoughts on that, Erica?
I think that's great advice, Brenda, you know, because there's really so many things to do there. And there are, you know, dozens or so topics at any one time that you could go to. So it's really important to think about as you're planning, and you should start planning right now, thinking about where are there gaps in your expertise or your profession? Where can you grow? Where can you expand? Where does it make the most sense to do those things? And then go after that at the convention to learn as much as you can. Set your goals, right? And I love the idea of the benefits form. What are the benefits that you hope to get out of your convention experience? That's a great idea. Thank you.
Exactly. And I know I kind of learned that from experience and going to other conventions, because otherwise you'll just get scattered and you'll go to this and go to that. Because the next part is, once you know your how you want to grow and why, then it's time to sit down and make your plan. So go over that catalog and see what classes are being offered that align with your intention. And you know what? Exactly like Erica said, there are so many things offered all at the same time. There's almost 200 expert seminars that are 50-minute sessions that are included with your convention registration. There's over 100 special interest sessions that are 2 hours long, so a little bit more advanced. And then there's quite a few 3-hour sessions as well. And so then you're getting a little bit more intense, a little bit more breadth of experience. And some of those longer ones, they do have a little bit of extra cost to them. But there is, like I said, so much to choose from, which is exactly why you set your intention. Because otherwise you'll just look at that grid and everything that's offered and you won't even know where to begin. So what classes are being offered? Then of course you want to look at when are the classes being offered. Sometimes you might have more than one thing at a time that you're interested in. So that's when you need to go back to that how and why. How is this going to work out with what I really need at this time? I also think it's really valuable to stop and look at who is offering each session. And so at the back of the catalog, there's a list of presenters, their bios, some of their history. And, you know, quite frankly, sometimes someone might be teaching on a particular topic that might not be terribly interesting to you, but you can see their background and realize, oh, but they do all of these other things. I'd really like to see what they have to say. They might be a really dynamic speaker. Or, you know, their main focus may be, something that is very important to you and what you really want to learn, but you'd like to, you know, learn a little bit from them. And, you know, like I said earlier, Erica and I are each going to be presenting at this convention, and Erica has a session on working with Google. And because of her background in the tech industry, and especially all of the things that she's already shared here on the podcast, and she's coached me through some things personally, I realized she really knows what she's talking about with this information. So I definitely recommend that you go check her out. I'll probably be there because I need to keep reinforcing the things that I've learned, because it's very important to how I am choosing to grow right now. So you want to think about what, when, who, and then of course where. Now I want to mention a little bit with the where are the different classes being offered, because we each learn in different ways. In the convention rooms, there are giant banquet hall type of rooms, very large conference rooms, and then there are also very small rooms as well. And so a smaller room is going to have a little bit more of an intimate type of setting, intimate audience, but limited seating. So you want to be thinking about that when you're making your plan. How do you learn best? Are you okay being in a large room where there's a lot of people, bigger, you know, the instructor might have to be a little bit louder and more dynamic, or do you feel that you learn in a smaller environment more easily? So, and then also even be thinking about in those small rooms, you might need to be sure that you get there early so that you get a seat. So think about those things. So you make your list of your workshops that you want to attend, and you always keeping in mind your intention. How and why? How do I want to grow? Why do I want to grow? And that will help you really narrow down this huge list of session offerings. And then I want you to double check your work, because I bet you didn't plan time for breaks, meals, rest breaks, networking time. So also think about your priorities. If I were to skip this one and take lunch because I meet up with somebody, how would that change things? So do you have any more input on that, Erica?
Yeah, that's great advice, Brenda. And thanks for commenting on my talk. I'm excited to talk about Google and getting, you know, AdWords and getting more clients with Google again. But one thing that I wanted to comment on is, you know, last year it was my first convention again, and I wanted to go to some talks because of the speaker, because I had read about them or heard about them, and I wanted to meet them, right? And this is an opportunity. This is not the type of place where you don't get to talk to the speakers afterwards. You get to go in and meet with them and have a conversation with them and introduce yourself. And so, and some of the speakers I wanted to meet, like Cal and some others, you know, very dynamic speakers that they could talk about anything probably. It would be interesting. And so, you know, you might want to think about that as far as the networking component goes. Sometimes you want to meet people in addition to particular topics, and schedules change, right? So make a plan and put plan on potentially changing it. There are some things that might not be in the catalog. For example, I don't think my talk is in the catalog right now. So keep in mind that the schedules do change. And also keep in mind that they always provide you a way to get the information on a talk, even if you can't attend it live. So you can get like a CD or a recording of it afterwards. And I did that last year, and it was so great to be able to, you know, I couldn't pick between two. So I went to one and I bought the other on CD, and that was a great way to go. So I'd highly recommend that.
Excellent. Very good. Yeah, you're right. And you know what? As you prepare to follow through with your plan, just like Erica said, we're going to need to be flexible, right? Because there may be some great sessions that you plan to go to, and maybe actually last year, I think at this convention or another convention that I've been to, there was a weather problem or the speaker had an emergency, and so that session actually didn't go through. So have your plan, you know, and some of your backup things. And then of course, so number three, you're going to follow through, work your plan. Now the truth is that These are long days. We work all day, we're in sessions all day, we're meeting with people, networking, talking to people. There's some fun things to do in the evenings, like the stage shows on Friday night, the banquet on Saturday night. So these are long days. They're intense, but it's so worth it. You know, you're taking time off of your regular schedule, from home, from work, spending the money to go. Work your plan, follow through, go to the sessions that you plan to go to. And I really want to talk about this next part, which is really encourage you to keep a list of things that you want to follow up with when you go home. So what I do, I keep a notebook with all of my session notes, all of the things, you know, as I'm going to different trainings and different breakout sessions, and I'm keeping my notes for each session. But if there's something that's really important to me that I want to plan to implement when I go home, I actually keep a to-do list in the back of my binder as well. So it's real easy to just flip over to it. I'll write it, you know, in my to-do list, and then when I come home, then I'll review that to-do list and decide, okay, when am I going to follow through and actually make these happen? So I definitely recommend that as well, so that you really are bringing it all home, taking advantage of the opportunity to truly build your business, build your practice, and build your skills. And so the final element of advice, like we've said a couple of times already, is be flexible. So you set your intention, you make a plan, follow through, and be ready for anything. You know, be flexible. You could get tired. For me, I admit I'm an introvert, and so last year I flew so high right away, and then by Friday I said, oh my gosh, I'm a little overstimulated and I need a little bit of a break. So this year I'll be a lot more aware of that and prepared. Your brain could get a little flooded. You know, sometimes there's some intense experiences there in the sessions as you're learning and growing as well. And quite frankly, sometimes you could be headed to a session that could be the number one most important thing that you're planning to go to all weekend, and you meet up with somebody who says, well, what are you doing right now? Do you want to go do lunch? And you've got to make a quick decision, because quite frankly, I know that happened to me a few times last year, and I said, yes, I would love to go and have some time to sit and talk with you, because quite frankly, some of these people we only get to see face-to-face once a year, and so you want to take advantage of that opportunity. And just like Erica said, if you miss something, they do record all of these sessions, so you can buy the DVDs. Even if you attend, maybe you would like to have that DVD to refer back to later. And additionally, like we said, with being flexible, Erica's in my schedule. I don't even know when I'm going to be presenting yet. I don't think Erica does either, which means that we've got to be flexible, because we've got to be prepared to go up whenever we're eventually told. You know, we definitely want to encourage our friends to come, but we won't necessarily know. So keep an eye for updates to the schedule as well when you go, so that you make your plans, and especially if you're interested in coming and meeting us, that would be a great time to do that. And is there anything that you would like to add, Erica, as we wrap things up for today?
Well, I guess, Brenna, I just want to emphasize how important it is that this is such a great opportunity for you to actually meet some people face-to-face that you might have just been communicating with online or an email or something, and really take the opportunity to see people face-to-face and grow a relationship with people professionally, and check in on how people are doing, and take that time to introduce yourself to somebody else and that type of a thing. I think that's really important. And lastly, you should really have clear takeaways. I love the idea that you have of a to-do list. I do the exact same thing. I write down to-do lists. One of the things that is always on my to-do list is I follow up with thank you emails to the presenters, thanking them, especially if I have specific things that I appreciate about what they shared with me. And that's another opportunity for you to grow a relationship with somebody and continue growing your network, right? So, but you should have clear takeaways on what you gained from that experience, so that when you get home, you can say that it's well worth the investment of going year after year, because you're able to take what you learned and implement it and grow your practice in the ways that you originally started thinking about in the first place. And that helps you feel good about going to the convention year after year, because you're able to go grow your business, grow professionally, grow your network, come back, implement, and do it again the next year. That's it, Brenda.
Exactly. And that was exactly what I learned from Erica, and precisely how she made her mark in this profession as well, was, you know, she met different people. She introduced herself, she followed up, and Look at her now. Isn't that exciting? I'm super proud of her.
Oh, thank you, Brenda.
Very proud to have met Erica last year and have been keeping in touch and just seeing the way that she has grown in the profession and has helped me. So I also want to add to remind everybody, I know that Cal has a session on the Universal Script. So I actually might even attend that as well, again, as I'm learning more about how to really use that script. I know he's also doing a post-convention training on age regression, which is going to be excellent. I highly recommend that because he's really going, this is information that he usually really only shares with us five pathers, and so he'll be having that 2-day post-certification on age regression. Excellent material. And I know that obviously Maureen usually does a business skills session as well. And Erica and I have both benefited so much from Maureen's personal guidance on so many things. So I highly, highly recommend going and meeting with that. And so with that, we are ready to wrap things up. So I definitely hope that we see you all in just a few short weeks at the convention. For those of you who aren't planning to attend this year, I hope that hearing Erica and I share about our experiences and how valuable this experience is, that it gives you some inspiration for next year. We want you to grow your business. We want you to be a part of building this profession, helping people in such amazing ways by helping them with hypnosis. So the convention is very valuable. You learn, you grow, you meet people, be a part of this profession. So as we wrap things up, please be sure to leave any comments that you have, any questions. Please leave them down at the bottom of the screen on calbanion.com. Erica and I will do our best to keep track of those, respond. And I think we both actually have been doing a pretty good job with that. We get notifications, so we respond. Anything that you have to share, we would love to hear your feedback, your questions, input. That when you make input there, then other people get to see it as well, so that will help them take advantage of what they can learn from this session as well, from this podcast. So with that, I can be reached at Brenda@OCHypnotherapy.com. And Erica, where can they find you if they would like to get any more information?
I'm at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. Erica@CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. Thank you, Brenda.
Excellent. Very good. Well, with that, we look forward to all seeing you all later, and we will talk to you again next week. So this is Brenda at the Banyan Hypnosis Center and signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.